Count it all joy. Count it all joy. This is a command from James right off the bat. He gets into this thing. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. So we learned this, and we've covered this each day. We're going to get a verse, and today we're going to be in verse number 4, so verses number 1, 2. Sorry if you hear a bunch of stuff. I guess the apartment next door must have something crazy going on. They're working on something wild out there, the joys of working at home. So at any point, my kids and wife may just come barreling in too, so that'll make it even more fun. But count it all joy when you go through different trials. What we learned about the first time, the first thing 3 days ago, 2 days ago, was this. The trial comes from God. That's the hard part for us, is we have to accept the fact that it comes from God. Then yesterday, we learned, verse number 3, we know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness or patience. Here's what you have to understand with that. Now it's accepting what we know, which is this. We know that when we remain under the authority of Scripture or the authority of God in our lives, when we stay under that, we know that that's ultimately what's going to produce fruit. We know that for anything in our life. We put our kids through school because we know that someday they're going, all the testing that they went through is going to help them better into society, right? That's why we want them to teach and learn and grow. That's why we're all scared to death right now that they're being homeschooled and learning after us. So these are things that we know, that testing produces patience. It produces a completeness in our lives. Now, verse number 4. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance, I mean, from the NLT, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Here's what the truth from today for us to understand is completely. What we want to understand is this, that when we go through trials and tragedies, you could kind of compare this a little bit to, you're like a tree being planted. We know that you want to wait until that fruit is fully developed before it's something that you would want to eat. We know that within our life. So what we have to understand is, so let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect, complete, and nothing. So when it's all over, you'll lack nothing in this process. Now, what we're going to learn in the next couple days is trying to get more faith and understanding in this, and how when we go to God, God is awesome and He's there for us. But understand that right now, it's a process in your life. And you have to accept the full process. All throughout Scripture, you'll find people who were used by God, but there was always a process behind that we often overlook. We look at Paul in the book of Acts and his writings as we go through things, but we fail to oftentimes remember within that with Paul, friend, is this. He spent years in training by himself before the church would accept him. Peter and the disciples, you find with them and Jesus, it was like 3.5 years of right answer, wrong answer, wrong answer, wrong answer, right answer, wrong, wrong, wrong. So in your life, what you're not understanding is oftentimes it's a process. And we have to accept the full process. Because if not, what we're going to end up doing is we're going to bail too fast. And when that happens, we won't be able to say it's perfect, complete, needing nothing. We'll need to come back and approach that later. Just like in school, for people who aren't able to complete the full process of that school year, what do they have to do? They have to redo the school year. Well, us in our lives, God is constantly trying to teach us and show us things. And many times, because of us and our frailty, instead of leaning on Him for the whole process, we find ways to get out and bail and not learn and grow. As a result of that, we aren't fully fruitful and complete in our life. So I just want to encourage you for this. You know it's a good thing. You know that within your life. We learned that yesterday. Now what we have to realize is that it's the full process that's going to leave us complete. And when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect, complete, needing, lacking nothing. I hope and pray that this was a help to you today. I know it kind of piggybacks a lot off of yesterday's. And then tomorrow's going to be really exciting because we're going to talk about getting into the wisdom aspect of it and how when we go to God, He helps us. So I hope and pray this encourages you each day. Just realize this as you're going through something right now. It's part of the process. When it's complete, it's going to be great. SolidRockGR.Church will have all of your needs. SolidRockGR.Church. More messages, more things. Thank you for